After the Confederation of Canada in 1867, the new Canadian government replaced the British monarchy in treaty negotiations with Indigenous peoples. At the time, the Canadian government recognized that Indigenous peoples still had title over most of the land in what is now Canada. If the government wanted land, they knew they'd have to negotiate treaties. Shortly after Confederation, the new government saw the need to secure access to lands west of Ontario for settlements, and to prevent expansion by Americans from the south. The government embarked on an ambitious treaty-making schedule, negotiating 11 numbered treaties with First Nations between 1871 and 1921. The numbered treaties covered the land between the Lake of the Woods in northern Ontario, and southern Manitoba in the east, to the Rocky Mountains in the west, and the Beaufort Sea in the north. When negotiating these treaties, the Government of Canada promised many rights and benefits, including the right to hunt, fish, and trap on treaty lands, cash annuities, hunting, fishing, and farming tools and supplies, education, and health care. In reality, many of these promises were not actually fulfilled. Many were not included in the written agreements the government produced. As a result, the intent of the negotiations and the oral agreements were not included in the written agreements.